We haven't done this for ages, and God, I've missed it. 0777 0 7 5 6 4 0 8. We're about to find out what freakoids you've been giving the Flirt Divert number to recently. 0777 0 7 5 6 4 0 8. Don't forget about it, just because we don't always play the messages. Keep it in your phone, and next time that person comes up to you in a bar or a club, that's when you hand out the Flirt Divert number. They think it's your number. It's not. It's our number. We play the messages on Radio 1. How we all laughed.
Did you have to give it out at the weekend? Were you approached?
No. Were you?
I'm never approached. No. Not even by annoying people.
However, I have handed it out recently for the first time, and I felt really good about it.
Did you?
Yeah, I can't say anything more than that, but it's really good.
Excellent.
Right, listen to this girl, please. You know, when we go through all of the messages, and there are hundreds of them, there's always one girl that really stands out as the classiest lady. And this is her.
Hello, you're a pig. Where the hell is all my clothes gone? Yes.
Right. So some bloke has just run off with her clothes. Honestly, she had potty mouth as well.
Hello, you're a pig. Where the hell is all my clothes gone? Yes.
Yeah. That wasn't who you gave it out to, was it?
No, it wasn't Anna. I didn't run off with her clothes. Let's not go down that road.
All right, okay, right.
Please, no. Now, this is quite confusing. Could you listen to this, please, and give me your kind of opinion on what's going on here?
Hi, Elise. It's just here. I'd just like to apologise for what happened last night. Basically, I weren't doing what you thought I were doing with the dog. I don't know how to explain it. I'd just like to apologise, and I'd just like you to give me a text back, and we can try and sort it out. Thanks, bye.
Right, sounds like there's some kind of domestic incident involving the dog.
I wasn't doing what you thought I was doing with the dog. Maybe he'd taken it out for a walk, and she thought that he was kidnapping it.
Or maybe, like one of my friends did recently, which is bad and you shouldn't do this, he fed their dog pesto chicken and then the dog vomited up.
Right.
So, I mean, he could have been feeding the dog some kind of food.
Oh, so mate, it looked like he was feeding his tea to the dog, but actually he wasn't.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Hi, Elise. It's just here. I'd just like to apologise for what happened last night. Basically, I weren't doing what you thought I were doing with the dog.
Maybe he was dressing the dog up in stupid clothes, because people do that as well, don't they?
Or maybe... No.
Now, have a listen to this. I'm not being rude, but is this an actual woman?
Hello, Gerald. This is Monica. I was just wondering if we were still going out on Thursday night. I very much enjoyed Sunday night's dinner. It was splendid. So, if you could give me a ring back, that would be, wicked. Okay, bye.
Is that...
What was that?
Hello, Gerald. This is Monica.
So, it's Monica. And that would be wicked.
If you could give me a ring back, that would be, wicked.
Now, if anyone could shed any light on that, please, if you did hand out the Flirt Divert number to Monica at the weekend, if your name is Gerald, then maybe you could text me to 81199, because I don't know.
We want to know more.
I'm not convinced that it's a girl at all. 0777 0 7 5 6 4 0 8.
If you could give me a ring back, that would be wicked.